But when you can take the strengths and the victories of your past and the hope and the promise of your future and pull them both into your present, that's called your destiny. And we've got to get people out of living out of their history, but we also have to keep prophetic people from living in fantasy. And they have to grab those things that can come into their present reality. I'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow when we do prophetic processing. But you have to pull them into your current reality so that it can be your destiny. And so we all know that a prophetic promise basically speaks of an end, not of the process to get there. Right? Which is really, really important. It's important that you embrace the process, not just the promise. Habakkuk chapter 2 says, you know, I'll station myself on the ramparts and I'll watch to see what God will say to me. And then he says, write it down, make it plain so runners can run with it. And then he says these classic words in verse 3 of chapter 2. For the revelation, the vision, the prophetic thing that they got awaits an appointed time. It speaks of an end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it, it will certainly come and will not delay. And so here's the thing. Prophetic promises usually speak of an end rather than a process. And they're awaiting an appointed time, a certain season, a certain situation. Now, sometimes you're announcing that season, but how many know that often one of the first thing that happens when you receive a prophetic word is that your life starts going in the opposite direction of that prophetic word? The word is first tested to see if you will believe it from the unseen realm rather than the visual realm. Because it needs to be based on faith. Yes? Are you hanging with me here? And so many times your life will often start heading the opposite direction. I call that confirmation right now. But again, we have to learn to embrace the process, not just the promise. But then secondly, a prophetic promise has to be contended for. The word linger there, wait for it, is the word maha, which means And this is the word, though it linger. We're not talking about you lingering, but it lingering means to question, to hesitate, to be reluctant, to delay. In other words, the prophetic word that was just spoken often has questions attached to it, you know, has a delay attached.